Be glad I don't tell you the story behind each and every thing you select to take home from Read Books and the Museum of Fond Memories. Be glad, because I would hold you up for hours. All the foundling books and artifacts in the shop have their own backgrounds, their own histories, and stories could be told. In order to save time for both of us, it is best I keep the backstories to myself, so that you can purchase a wonderful artifact and begin your journey with it with a clear mind and a vivid imagination. That way, you can create your own story, your own genealogy, and stamp the object with your indelible personality. This isn't difficult. After all, the ephemera and books in my shop will never be as meaningful as the memories they evoke, the tales they force you to tell, the reflections they engender. Not only will you imbue your new-found treasure with your essence, you will also leave traces of your very DNA through the simple act of touching it. You will make your own story and carry it with that story subject till you are ready to end with a period and allow the next owner, the next heir, the honor of starting a new paragraph. This is dynamic archaeology, folks, and 1,000 years hence, when diggers find traces of the book or diary or collectible you own today, they will be able to determine once more that the things we hoard and cherish are the things that tell our stories best. And perhaps they will be able to revive us through that all-inclusive DNA that seeped into our objects of desire.